RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is.
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
All right, let's make it count. All gas, no break. Only got an hour. Friday fun show. Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic. Take you up to 11 o'clock. Wall-to-wall coverage of the NCAA basketball tournament from Westwood One. We'll get you started in Brooklyn, where Northwestern takes on Florida Atlantic. And the day's first game will be with you until the final buzzer in Spokane tonight, well after midnight. Grand Canyon takes on St. Mary's in that West Coast battle. Took us until 1 a.m. last night to put this one in the barn, but we pulled it off. Wild day of upsets, buzzer beaters, thrills, and then a controversial finish at the end of the Kansas-Samford game. We'll dive into all that. We'll, of course, go dancing with the Dukes one more time, thanks to our friends at Journey Health and Wellness. All that on tap today, but we'll start in Blacksburg yesterday, where Virginia Tech is in the women's basketball tournament today. Tip off at 3:30. They face Marshall. But the day before, press conference went off the rails kind of quickly. So first off, they announced Liz Kitley won't play. She tore her ACL. I think that had been kind of an open secret out there in Blacksburg. They'd been protecting their seed, protecting their home games, as they should, as they have the right to do. Handled that correctly, but they made the official announcement. No Liz Kitley in this year's women's tournament, which is tough, because I think this was a team that could have made some noise. But then the big stunner is Kenny Brooks, who was the coach of JMU, led them very capably for a long time, got the job at Virginia Tech, took them to the Final Four last year. There was a tweet going out yesterday morning that Kenny Brooks interviewed for the head coaching job at Kentucky, presumably coaching the women, although we'll get into the men in a bit. They may have their issues as well. And that caught me off guard. He's a Southwest Virginia guy. I certainly don't see him leaving. I don't see Kentucky as a better job than Virginia Tech. But when Kenny Brooks spent a minute not saying no to the question, well, my eyebrows perked up. Here's Kenny Brooks yesterday being asked, are you going to be the coach at Kentucky?
Have you talked to Kentucky?
That's why I'm not on Twitter anymore. I still have my account, but I don't do it. So, like right now, there is a lot of speculation and talking and whatever. Obviously, if you have success, people are interested. But again, my focus is what we're doing right now, how we're doing it. My kids are the most important thing to me. I have not heard that. Or the radio host or whoever you're talking about. But right now I'm about to go to practice and we're going to go out here and Marshall is the only thing on my mind other than the Hokies. I just told you what I said, Mark. I have not heard that. And I love your investigative reporting and the way that you, but I've known you forever. And so we'll leave it at that.
I love your investigative reporting. The investigative reporters trying to get to the bottom of this situation. It was a lot of words to not say, no, I'm not interviewing with Kentucky. My guy needs to be writing press releases for Kensington Palace. Think about, we've seen the Kate Middleton tweets, and, you know, who's to say what here even means? Here, there, I'm not familiar with Twitter I'm only focused on the Royal Ball. That's all I'm focused on. That caught me off guard. Like, it's one thing if it's Kenny Brooks. Are you going to go coach Connecticut or coach Tennessee or LSU? But Kentucky doesn't have a women's basketball pedigree. So I don't know. Is it a play to get more money out of Virginia Tech? I don't know. Is he genuinely interested in the job and why? I don't know. But it's interesting, and it caught me off guard there. So something to watch. I'm very curious if Tech makes it through the weekend, if we're still talking about them on Monday. Obviously, the injury to Liz Kittley, they stumbled down the stretch, and I think they're good today against Marshall, but will they be good enough to take down Baylor in a home game on Sunday? You hope so. You hope they make it to the Sweet 16. Obviously, a great season deserves that reward, but doesn't sound like everything is buttoned up in Blacksburg right now without their best player and a coach who might be playing footsie with Kentucky there while getting ready for the NCAA tournament. That one caught me off guard. Not just Virginia Tech today. UR women's basketball as well. They're the 10 seed. They'll take on Duke at 2:30 today in Columbus, Ohio. So Spider women playing as well. UVA women winners in the WBIT last night, the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament. James Madison, stunner, the number one seed in the whole tournament, lost last night. Now, some people tell you that's because they were left out of the tournament and then mistakenly slotted into the number one slot when the number one team decided not to play. I choose to believe it was a stunning upset.
What?
You never know. The tournament gives and the tournament takes away. Fun night last night. If you want to call in with your best and worst of the day, lines are open, 833-804-0910. Headliner, obviously, Oakland knocking off Kentucky in the primetime window. I'll give you guys a guess. Megan's here, too. We haven't put Megan on the mic yet. Megan, what's up?
What's up?
Oakland beat Kentucky last night. Oakland was the 14 seed. Kentucky was the 3. And Kentucky played well. Oakland just rose to the occasion. But what I want to do is put you on the spot here and ask you what state Oakland University is in, with the caveat that, one, I didn't know either, and okay, two, the fact that I'm asking probably tells you it's not what you think it is.
Okay. In that case, with that information, I am going to guess. I'm just going to go
What
wild.
If I told you what city it's in? It's in Rochester.
Oh, New York?
Nope.
No. Wait, what?
A lot of people learned a lot about Oakland last night. Not California.
Not California.
Not Rochester, New York.
Okay.
Rochester, Michigan.
Oh.
Oakland University. This year's Cinderella, get to know them. Although Jack Gulke made very clear after the game, we're not a Cinderella. That was his comment after the game. Because they expected to win, and they did win. Jack Gulke, our new hero of the NCAA tournament, averages 10 shots per game. 9.6 of them are three-point shots. My guy lives behind the arc. He only scores 3 points at a time. Almost tied the record for three-pointers in an NCAA tournament game. That's 11. He made 10 last night and took care of business. Oakland scored. It was a good game. A lot of the games were really good games yesterday, too. Samford taking Kansas down to the wire after Kansas faded. And I don't need to have a whole replay discussion about replaying college basketball, because you're not going to like what I have to say, right? Samford probably had a foul called against him that wasn't a foul in the final minute in a one-point game. And yeah, nobody's happy about that. We do so much replay. We stop these games so often for replay, and yet we can't review everything and we don't always get everything right. The solution is not adding more replay. That's not the solution here. The solution is to get rid of it, realize people are human, and get over it. That's the solution to the replay situation. We don't need to add more trips to the monitor for everything in the final minute. I told you weren't going to like what I had to say, and I was right. John Calipari at Kentucky, though, is going to come under the microscope. I thought Jay Wright's take was really interesting on CBS after the game. He said it's going to get harder for teams like Kentucky to win in the NIL era because they're so young, they're developing NBA players, and these teams now that have good players can continue to build them and continue to grow them. You think about like a Max Schulgut, VCU, a guy who in any other year is probably evaluating his options in Europe, evaluating his NBA draft options, but instead can make money at VCU next year. Very possible. VCU cuts him a check. I don't know what VCU is capable of. I don't think $500,000 is out of reach. I'll say that on the air. You can just put that in your back pocket. I don't think $500,000 for Max Shulgin next year is an outrageous number to throw out there. I think he might make that to play basketball for VCU next year. And so Jay Wright's point is taken, right? If you're Kentucky, you got these 18-year-old kids, they're going to go to the NBA. They're absurdly talented. They're very young. They haven't had time to gel together against a Max Shulgin who's, you know, going to be 22, 23 against Jack Golke, who's 24. He was born in the 90s. We have a tournament player born in the 90s playing against an 18-year-old. You can see why the balance of power swings a little bit. Now, I think schools like Kentucky adjust. I think they start poaching these players and paying them and assembling super teams of seniors, but that's not the business model there. Kentucky, though, has decisions to make because John Calipari, he has been around for a long time. He's made Final Fours. He's won championships. He has a quote-unquote lifetime contract at Kentucky. It will cost Kentucky $33 million to fire him. That's a lot of money to not coach basketball. But he's got one tournament win since 2019. And that does not fly in the state of Kentucky. You can't keep turning in those results. But where are you going to get $33 million? That's the other question. Got to sell some more infomercials on the SEC network. Get John Calipari out of here. I think he probably stays, but that fan base is restless, and I understand why. Yesterday is a great reminder, though. You heard the Tom Izzo quote earlier in the week, right? I think we need to reevaluate whether every conference should be let in this era of super conferences and super teams. They feel that way because they don't like losing. If y'all don't want the lesser conferences in, beat them. Didn't happen yesterday. We had some winners yesterday. Duquesne, Dayton, carrying the banner for the A-10. Great day for the A-10. Oakland winning. Washington State, not a Power 5 team, winner yesterday. No longer a Power 5 team, rather. Creighton, a winner yesterday. Yeah, that when they tell you they don't want these small schools in, it's got nothing to do with you, the fan, or the product. They just don't like losing to them. That's all that's about. Colorado State. You remember UVA only scored 14 points in the first half the other day. It was an abomination to basketball. Well, my apologies to UVA because we've found worse. Colorado State, the team that held UVA to 14 points, only scored 11 points in the first half yesterday in their loss to Texas. I don't know if it's contagious. We'll keep an eye on Texas. If they only score 9 in the first half on Saturday, we're going to have to start quarantining people. This could spread. We can't run the risk of this spreading virus style, this anemic offense across the league here. A-10 2-0, though, that's what I want to say before the break. The A-10 is 2-0 this year. Big-time rally by Dayton and Duquesne held off BYU wire-to-wire. Love seeing the A-10 represent. All right, we'll step aside. Reminder, one more reminder before we bounce. Men's NIT action. Nobody gives you more men's NIT action than 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Saturday night, that's tomorrow night, Virginia Tech, Ohio State live from Columbus. Sunday night, VCU takes on South Florida. Second round NIT action. Pregame starts 6:45. They'll tip that at 7:30 right here on 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. When we come back, though, we're dancing with the Dukes one more time. Countdown's on. We're about 11 and a half hours away from tip-off in Brooklyn. You'll hear from the players. You'll hear from the coaches. You'll hear from me because it's my show. We put my name on it, so I should probably say a thing or two along the way. This is MP on the mic. Friday fun. Thank you for rolling with us. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Bringing in the Friday Fun Show for a smooth landing here, 10:46 a.m. Hazel's here, Megan's here, whole crew's here. We'll talk to them in a second, but first, a little housekeeping. Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA tournament starts in 14 minutes with the pregame show. They'll take you out to Brooklyn. Northwestern Florida Atlantic kicks off the day. Full day of basketball ends in Spokane tonight after midnight with Grand Canyon and St. Mary's. We've also got full wall-to-wall action tomorrow. Your coverage tomorrow will tip off at 12:45. We've got some tip times here. Dayton takes on Arizona at 12:45. Gonzaga, Kansas at 3:15. Michigan State, North Carolina at 5:30. That is a loaded early window tomorrow. Dayton, Arizona, Gonzaga, Kansas, Michigan State, North Carolina. Hard to do much better than that. 7 o'clock, you got Oakland against NC State. A lot of people are going to want to watch that game after last night's performance by both teams. NC State working Texas Tech. Their balance, their poise, DJ Burns, all those things. Of course, Oakland's Jack Golke, all he does is make three-pointers. And that's going to be a fun game to watch out there in Pittsburgh. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Texas, Tennessee. 8:40, Duquesne, Illinois. And then your late game at 10, Oregon takes on Creighton to close out the night. The 11-seeded Ducks taking care of business yesterday as well. So a loaded schedule tomorrow. And, of course, we'll be right back Sunday with more tournament coverage. We will interrupt Sunday's tournament coverage for VCU basketball in the NIT against South Florida. Pre-game at 6:45, tip at 7:30. VCU takes on South Florida down in Tampa in the NIT. We've got a line. Women's basketball starts today. We've got an early line. South Carolina is a 55.5-point favorite over Presbyterian today in women's basketball first round action, the 1 seed against the 16 seed. 55.5 points if you're laying the points there. If you need a rooting interest in South Carolina against Presbyterian. Kenny Brooks and Virginia Tech take the court at 3:30 against Marshall. The action was off the court yesterday, though. Liz Kitley confirmed to have torn her ACL. She'll be out for the tournament. And Kenny Brooks, with the old non-denial about whether he's talking to Kentucky about their women's basketball coach opening. UR women take on Duke at 2:30 today. They're the 10 seed out there in Columbus in Ohio State's bracket. And then the NCAA women's tournament. So lots of action, lots of fun here on The Fan. I promised I'd get to Megan. She's been waiting patiently all day. Hazel's been waiting patiently all day. It's the Friday fun crew, but you know, we've taken our time. Big weekend plans here. What do we got cooking?
Well. Okay, there we go. We got the mic.
I was gonna say, yeah. Any gigs this weekend?
No, not this weekend. I'm actually going to see...
They get rained out anyway.
They would get rained out. Unless it was inside.
This is supposed to be my kid's first soccer game tomorrow. And I'm not even... Mentally, I'm not even preparing for it.
That is exciting.
It's not going to happen, though. It's going to rain. It's going to rain all day, apparently. Have to stay inside and watch basketball. Tough it out. went over to Wood and Iron yesterday with Stubb and Awad.
Oh, I like Wood and Iron.
Love Wood and Iron. Yeah. Stubb, we're in the middle of the burger bracket at thefanrichmond.com. And look, I ordered wings, very defensible selection.
Okay.
At Wood and Iron. He got a chicken sandwich.
I like chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, but we're doing a burger bracket right now. what are we doing here?
Well, didn't Stubb say before he can only take so many burgers per week? Wasn't that a thing?
Does he have he has a quota?
Yeah.
He has a burger per week quota.
Yeah.
I don't have a burger per week quota, but it'd probably be beneficial if I did. I like to throw I'll say this. I haven't done a lot. I don't do a lot of tacos, but when I do a lot of tacos. So I could benefit from a taco quota overall.
I'm not a big taco person, but when I do tacos, it's only one or two. So
yeah. Well, and at Wood and Iron, they're huge. One is enough to... they're kind of between taco and Chipotle makes a burrito into a taco territory out there. It is what they're doing. All right. Speaking of music, though.
Okay.
Zach McHugh, our boss here.
Yep.
Was anyone call him the voice of God?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's been telling everybody, you got to listen to the new 21 Pilots album. I mean, they're not my scene. But I've been putting it off. It's very good.
It's good, so I should check it out.
You should check it.
I do like them.
I don't know that I love them, but the new stuff is very good.
I haven't heard any of it yet. One song came on in the car the other day. I didn't get to listen to it, but I was mental note. I need to check that out because I do like 21 Pilots. pilots.
Well, if you like them, then you're all the way in.
Okay,
here. You'll be good for that.
Oh, I'm excited. I need new music.
We all need new music. None of us know how to find it, though.
No, that's the thing. And, like, I have all these, like, friends and, like, you know, my boyfriend and everything. That they have, like, the most indie, like, music taste. And they find all these cool, unknown artists. And I'm like, how do you find this?
Yeah, how do you do that?
I feel like I have the most basic taste ever. But as a musician.
Spotify's changed too, and like it just like is like, oh, you listen to this once, like,
yeah,
here you go, here's a million of it, you know.
It's, yeah,
here's seven of the taco you just ordered. We're not mixing it up for you in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't help that so sorry, I got distracted by something. There's a situation over here.
Did Hazel find Kate Middleton?
She did not find Kate Middleton. I think she found something else, but we're gonna leave that for now. But anyway, no. So I was told you could pull up like a song, and if you like the sound of it, you know, you could just like shuffle to like similar things. So
yeah.
I was like, I need to test that theory out.
Yeah.
But anytime I put it on shuffle, it just plays the same five songs that I've been playing.
That's the problem.
I'm like, no, I put you on shuffle because I want new.
That's the problem I've got too. I would love to discover new music. We had a debate before the show though, because you know I can't get enough of the Kate Middleton situation.
Yes.
That, you know, we don't need to go into why that is, but I'm all in on the Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
TMZ had the video earlier this week of her walking at the flower market, and they went so hard with like, this is her, everybody shut up about this.
Yep.
This is really her. And I said I'm torn because it doesn't look like her, but also I have full faith in TMZ. And that caught you off guard.
I 100% thought you were gaslighting me.
I
thought you were joking.
I'm not. I actually do think TMZ's right, like 99.9% of the time, probably.
Even in this moment, I feel gaslit. Not gonna lie. Because, like, I've always grown up thinking, like you always see, like, really wild things on TMZ, and I was always, like, taught that TMZ is lying to you about, like, every single thing they
say.
So I when you said that, I was like,
I think they want you to believe that, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, it's just TMZ being crazy. I think they're right way more than they're wrong.
What percent of the time?
I think they're right more than 95% of the time, for
sure.
So
that's a wild number.
Like, and probably higher.
Yeah.
But we were told that about Wikipedia, too, our whole lives. Like, well, you can't use Wikipedia as a source.
Yeah.
Just anybody can just write anything on there. But you know what? Wikipedia is pretty dang trustworthy. Like, if I see something on Wikipedia, that's pretty close to taking it to the bank for me. If you're any of my teachers I've had at any point in my life, please stop. Please don't listen right now. Please turn off your radio. I just think, like, if I were, you know, and I'll tell my kids, like, if your teacher tells you not to use Wikipedia, don't use it. But if you want to learn about something, Wikipedia,
I trust Wikipedia.
Sure.
I mean, like, you know, obviously I wouldn't use it for a paper or something. I don't want to get in trouble, but, like,
I only wouldn't use it because it would get me in trouble.
Exactly.
Though. I'd be totally fine with using it in a normal context.
Because I feel like the, like, 90-95% of it's, like, trustworthy, especially if you don't know anything, you just need, like, a quick overview.
Oh, I go way higher than that, too, on Wikipedia.
You would go higher?
99.9% of Wikipedia is true, I think. There's also, like, back in the day, we had the encyclopedias, and you had, like, find the letter and look for it.
Yeah.
But you couldn't verify that. Like, part of the Wikipedia is you can verify it. The encyclopedia could have been gaslighting us all these years. We just never would have known.
Yeah.
How are you going to check the encyclopedia?
You got nothing. You got nothing.
You got nothing. Just saying.
Yep.
All right. Well, have a good weekend. Because we're done here.
We're done.
We're done. Quick 1 hour show. Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA tournament starts momentarily. They'll take you wire to wire from the first tip this morning in Brooklyn to the final buzzer tonight in Spokane, Grand Canyon against St. Mary's, bringing home tonight's action. JMU Wisconsin at 9:40. See if we keep dancing with the Dukes. VCU NIT basketball Sunday night, 7:30. A1 pregame on at 6:45. Thanks for joining us. Westwood One NCAA basketball coverage up next. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.